So let's go through some of your cases, beginning with your 72-year-old man.
Okay, absolutely. So let me tell you about this gentleman, very nice man, recently retired, an administrator in a local educational system, a gentleman who presented with metastatic gastric cancer up front. He had a mass in the cardia. He had multiple liver lesions, several significantly enlarged lymph nodes, clearly was unresectable up front. And our standard frontline treatment for metastatic gastric cancer is the FOLFOX regimen. At the time, we had an interesting trial that looked at FOLFOX with or without zivaflibercept, which is an angiogenesis inhibitor. And this randomized phase 2 study was placebo-controlled, double-blinded, and the gentleman enrolled in this study and did remarkably well. In the end, it turned out that he was randomized to the placebo arm and had done remarkably well on FOLFOX, which is, frankly, not unusual. Patients do fabulously well on this regimen. Generally, what I do is I have them on FOLFOX until they develop bridging neuropathy, and then I keep them on the modified de Gramont regimen for months and years in some cases. Eventually, he did progress, though, and we ultimately switched him to paclitaxel and ramucirumab, because by the time that he actually had progressed, his peripheral neuropathy had resolved, and he was once again able to receive this combination, again had a great response, and then after about a year or so, had progressive disease.
Before you go on, I'm kind of curious what you would have done if he still had significant neuropathy at that point.
That's interesting, because if you look at the textbooks or the trials, you know, you have either grade 3 neuropathy or you don't. In most cases, patients tell you, well, I still have some neuropathy. Does it go away? No. Does it bother you? Not really. It bothers me at certain times. So the neuropathy that I deal with typically in my practice is not sort of this debilitating neuropathy. It's a persistent neuropathy. And frankly, my experience is that even when they have sort of grade 1, grade 2 neuropathy, starting up paclitaxel or ramucirumab doesn't really worsen it. It certainly doesn't get better, but it's certainly not sort of a sudden dramatic worsening in neuropathy. My experience is that it sort of just continues on, and generally the patient progresses or comes off therapy for other reasons before this becomes an issue. So the fact that some people say, well, you know, if you have peripheral neuropathy, you should just use ramucirumab by itself. Really, I haven't seen that in my practice because I frankly haven't seen a worsening in neuropathy when I use the combination after FOLFOX.
Would you combine ramucirumab with another chemotherapeutic agent?
I'm hesitant to do so, in fact, because I've not had a problem with the neuropathy with paclitaxel. I know that others have combined it with irinotecan or switch out docetaxel for paclitaxel or have given it with a variety of other agents. I've been hesitant to do so, and again, partly because I'm hampered by our system where we have pathways, we have computer builds, so I'm more tied to where the data is than, say, somebody out in private practice.